now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. I'm already laughing because in the studio I have Big D, of course, our favorite home chef and buddy, and Hudson Mack, of course, from CTV News and CFAX.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, both of you. You're already cracking us up here.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. And on the phone we have Chef Massimo Capra, who is our favorite chef, and he joins us every year, and we have this little... go back and forth about what we like to eat, drink during the holiday season. How are you, Chef Massimo?
Oh, I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm great. Now, you know, Hudson and I have been back and forth between Toronto and New York in the last little while. And we have not seen you, but my gosh, the food in your restaurant at Pearson Airport is unbelievable.
We are very happy with that location. That project has really turned out to be quite wonderful for us.
What is our favorite there?
Well, it's Bolognese. The Bolognese. Yeah, it's fantastic. But you know,
yeah, no, I'm in a bit popular there too.
It's so good. But Massimo, yeah. We almost missed our flight because we were the last time we were out of there. Because it used to be that the direct flight to Victoria in the afternoon and evening came out of the end of that concourse where you are down on the 40 gates. And now they've moved it down to the C concourse in the opposite direction. And we were sitting there, and the World Series was on, and we were enjoying a glass of wine and the Bolognese. And Patty's, we better go check our flight. I said, now we got lots of time. And then we got down to the gate at the far end of the airport, and they had closed the flight, and the boarding time, the departure time, I thought was the boarding time. So we barely made it.
But no, I can't believe it.
It would have been worth it.
It was worth it. It was a little stressful.
The same thing. I mean, it's all right, you know. I mean, it's a risk you have to take when you are in an airport and when there is good food around. You know, we're very proud of our product. We produce everything in-house. So, I mean, the quality is there. I mean, we're very aware of that, and we are enjoying good success. It's quite nice.
The setting is beautiful. And your son Daniel's there, of course, too, right?
Yes, and my other son, too, Andrew, works there sometime.
Oh, wow.
Between school, you know.
Wow, isn't that cool?
But for Victoria listeners, if your flight is not at that concourse where the Victoria flights used to be, make a point of going there if you have a layover and have dinner. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's so good.
Thank you. That's wonderful to hear. We've had, as I said, it's been quite nice. I mean, today everybody's there dressed up in... special gear, you know, chefs have red hats and all the waiters are all decked out in Christmas mode. So it's quite nice. It's quite wonderful.
Can you
but
give us...
The key is that we produce all of our food in the place. So, I mean, we bring in all raw product. We treat it just like a restaurant on the outside.
Dave, you would love it. What is the secret to the Bolognese sauce? How do you make that so good? I mean, it is so... I crave that every day.
It is so good.
You know what? It is a classic. I do a combination of veal and pork sausage, and then it's just a matter of adding tomatoes and lots of vegetables, lots of celery, onion, carrots, garlic, some bay leaves, and I like to add a little bit of milk in it. So it is not for the faint of heart. I mean, it's not something that people on a diet should really be getting into. But, you know, you have to think the Bolognese comes from Bologna, and that's the city known as the fat city for all the really heavy food that they eat. And it's very close to where I'm from, which is Cremona in Italy. And, you know, the it's not something that we eat every day, but... It's a special occasion thing, you know. I mean, it's a Sunday ragu. It's once a week you eat that.
And Massimo, if you don't have time to eat between flights, grab a couple of slices of your pizza to take on board, so you're not.
Oh, we did that
sandwiches.
Too.
we did that
with the bowl.
We did that.
Our regular Italian style pizza, the gourmet pizza, is second to none. I mean, we have Italian teams coming by, the ski team and the bobsled team and all that. They are all making a stop at Bocconi now for pizza on the way to Cagliari, coming and going because you know what they say, this is a pizza that is equal to anything in Italy.
Wow, I bet it is.
You know, I mean, I'm pretty proud of that. But when my staff told me, I thought they were putting me on. I mean, it's like, okay, you know, I mean, we don't have a wood-burning oven for obvious reasons, but you know, we do produce a great product.
It's
we're
so
very
good.
Proud of it.
Now, Big D, tonight you said you were, or this weekend you might make some prawns and some linguine. What is your key for, like, the pasta, making sure it's just right? Because that matters too, right, to have the pasta just right?
Yeah, well, just al dente. Just, I mean, it's got to be, I don't like soggy pasta. Just, You know, just nice. It's got just a bite to it. Just, you know.
Oh,
a little,
yeah. Absolutely. The key to pasta, are you making your own pasta or are you going
to
buy?
He used to.
Well, I have. I actually, Patton had bought me a pasta maker, so I was considering it. Depends how nice they are in this, you know, next half hour here.
Yeah.
So
I tell you what, you know, there is a big, huge myth that fresh pasta is better than dry pasta and all that, and that is an absolute fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been perpetrated by all the young, you know, neophytes.
oh, I don't like them.
And bloggers. There is absolutely no truth to that. As a matter of fact, the dry pasta normally is made with semolina and water, mm-hmm. and the beauty of dry pasta is that you can actually eat it al dente and make mm-hmm. it beautiful, and it's not gummy like pasta is.
I like
now,
the burrito.
Pasta is something that they eat everywhere in Italy, and they make everywhere in Italy. Every woman in the house makes a pasta at home. On occasions, you know, there is a different style of eating the pasta, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if you come to the Cremona, the north region, when we make fettuccine, tagliatelle, or all that, it's always made with white flour and eggs, and it's not a matter of keeping it al dente. As a matter of fact, when it cooks, by the time it boils, it's already cooked perfectly. It has a nice give, but it's not overcooked, and it's not al dente like a dry pasta.
Mm-hmm.
When you make dry pasta with semolina, the one that you would normally buy in a package, those are made with water and semolina normally, and they are dried. And they're dried, and for safety reasons, they're dried and at a high temperature so that they are also safe to eat. And there won't be any bacteria developing in it. And so, therefore, when you cook it, it gets, and it tends to stay al dente a little bit better. In the old days, they used to dry them in the sun.
Hmm.
Okay. And the semolina has a different feel to the palate than the regular flour.
Mm-hmm.
So you cannot say that one is better than the other. They both have their own use. If you're making a bolognese, you need the tagliatelle, you need the handmade egg noodle with it, and it's way better than using spaghetti or anything else.
Yes.
Now, in modern time, we started using rigatoni and other pastas, but that's fine. But a tagliatelle alla bolognese is second to none in flavor.
Mm.
So
that's like you have a spaghetti with tomato sauce, and you have a nice and al dente, and you can see the color changing as you overcook it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, it becomes more white.
Mm-hmm.
So you want it when it's nice and translucent and slightly yellow still. And then it's good. Not raw, but al dente is perfect. It's also easier to digest and is actually better for you to eat it that way.
What, Massimo, what do you have a particular brand that you like? I find that Berea is quite good.
You know what, the brand game is very difficult because think about this. In Italy, every town has a pasta,
right.
Pasta maker factory, so
mm-hmm.
a pastificio. Every town has one. So, I mean, to say one is better than the other is a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
There are some brands that are more commercial and more well-established. They're all pretty well good. I mean, there are some that are made in the style of the region that they come from. So, you know, to some they're good, to some they're bad. It's very tough to play that game. I you know, I'll tell you one thing. My go-to is Italpasta. When I don't find the brands that I like from Italy,
yeah.
Italpasta is my favorite brand.
Wow, that's good to know.
And Italpasta, I don't know why. Maybe it's the Canadian made in Canada thing that
mm-hmm.
We don't like. But Italpasta is a tremendous product.
Hmm.
Well, some great tips here.
I mean, it's very, very good. The outfit wins awards all over Europe for the quality of the product. And for some reason, we think, oh, it's made here. It's not good.
Homemade stuff.
It's not right. It's a delicious pasta.
When you made your homemade pasta, Big D, I mean, it's time-consuming and it's kind of messy, but that was a part of the fun. That was kind of part of the party. Everybody
now,
got involved.
It was really messy.
and this is what everyone misses. And believe me, it is the most important thing when you're making pasta. You can take 1 kilo of flour and 10 eggs, and you mix them together. White flour, any style, all purpose is best. Pastry flour is even better. Or the 00 that everyone is so enamored with. by the way, all flour in Italy comes from Canada because the best flour comes from
there.
Wow.
You know? Yes, there is a little bit of production local and all that, you know, for the organic and, you know, the local market, I mean, like everywhere else. But the best flour is Canadian. So you mix your white flour with eggs, and normally is 1 kilo of flour, 9 to 10 eggs, depending on the size. Okay, if you have extra large, you may need 9 only, and it's better to have it a little bit dry. Making pasta does not require the use of a lot of flour. So when you have a good dough, you don't really need a ton of flour after. So it's not a dirty business to make pasta. It's tedious and long. And I'll tell you what, when you mix the flour and the eggs, there's no need to put salt or oil or anything else. Just flour and eggs. Mix them well, but then you have a ball of dough. You have to give it the, what we call the nerve. You have to make it elastic. So you have to develop the gluten in the flour. And the operation that everyone misses is that one of stretching the dough. Just like when you're making bread, you have to knead the dough. Mm-hmm. And you have to knead it until it becomes nice and shiny and dry. Mm. It shouldn't stick to your hand. It shouldn't stick to the table. Wooden board is always best. Not marble or anything, but wood is the best way to do pasta with because it absorbs the moisture. Marble will actually increase the moisture, and therefore it will become sticky. But the kneading of the dough is the super important and only 100% the most important operation of making pasta.
Wow. We're going to take a short break here. Do you have a question for Chef Massimo or Big D or Hudson? 250-386-1161. Back in 2 minutes.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
If you've been looking to make this Christmas a little more out of the ordinary, Palmera Fine Jewelry and Watches can most certainly assist. Their selection of stunningly unique pieces, wrapped up for Christmas morning, will make this year extra special. If you want something that will dazzle them, Palmera Jewelers have decades of expertise, and they know from experience what will light up a face as the wrapping comes off. With over 25 years in Victoria, Palmera Jewelers, a family-based business, corner of Fort and Broad, and palmerajewelers.com.
It's end of the Rolls all-out flooring blow-up. This holiday season, save up to 40, 50, 60, even 70% on brand-name laminate, hardwood, tiles, carpet, vinyl, area rugs, and so much more. Plus, with most of our in-stock inventory, order now and get it installed in time for the holidays. Visit endoftheroll.com for details. It's end of the Rolls all-out flooring blowout on now at End of the Roll. Brand-name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
The Hyundai Don't Pay for a Year event is coming to an end. Only 1 week left to get great deals on thousands of new 2013 vehicles like the Elantra and Santa Fe at over 200 Hyundai dealerships coast to coast.
No payments for a year.
Plus, get 0% financing for up to 48 months.
Plus, up to $3,000 in holiday price adjustments, all on select 2013 models.
Visit HyundaiCanada.com or your local Hyundai dealer today.
Hurry in to get this limited time offer with no payments for a year. Sale ends January 2nd.
All of the staff and drivers at Bluebird Cabs would like to thank you for your business over the past year and wish you a safe, healthy, and prosperous holiday season. Thank you from Bluebird Cabs.
We are back. In the studio, we have Hudson Mack from CTV Vancouver Island, Dave Ross, of course, Big D, and our favorite chef, Chef Massimo Capra, is on the phone from Toronto. And we want to take your calls, too, if you have any questions for us, 250-386-1161. We're going to pose the question later, what is your favorite cocktail? And we'll see what these guys have to say later.
I thought this was just an hour-long show.
But Hud, you wanted to ask something about...
Chef, I had a question about the airport, and what kinds of challenges are posed by the security inside the secure area on the concourse, bringing food and knives and that kind of thing in.
That's right. Well, we have strict protocols about, knives, for instance, is a big one. We have the police comes in once a day or spot checks on our knife count list, and every hour we have to count every single sharp instrument and mark it down and write, the manager has to write his name and stand by it because as it happened, one knife went missing. One of the cooks just dropped it in a bin. And we couldn't find it. It was not our outfit. It was another outfit, but they couldn't find the knife. and they had to stop and close down all the gates until the knife resurfaced. So that's a big, big deal. The other thing is working with a large company to manage the restaurant, because, you know, a single individual cannot possibly get through to all of the red tape. We have to deal with health inspections from the airport authority, and then from the city, and then from our own company, and then all of the things that we put in place in order to maintain the property clean and sanitized, and everything has to be according to the rules of the Greater Toronto Authority, and Mississauga, obviously in Toronto is the Mississauga health inspections. So we are not allowed to use certain chemicals, cleaners, and scrubbies, and things like that. It's a big job. I mean, and in terms even of vendors, the vendors have to be approved by the Toronto Airport Authority. Right. So we cannot buy anything that we want everywhere we want. I mean, they have to be approved vendors to the airport. So yeah, it's a big, big deal.
And because you've got all this in place, now it'll be easier for you to roll this across the country to other airports?
Yeah, actually, yes, it can be done, and we are looking to do that with the company that is managing my restaurant, which is SSP America. They already own some restaurants in the airport in Vancouver and in Winnipeg and in Calgary. So hopefully we will roll it across the country soon. I mean, we're just celebrating today our first year anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary, Massimo.
Last year, I was in a restaurant at 4 o'clock in the morning until midnight for 5 days, cooking
eggs,
breakfast and pastas and pizzas and all that, training all the staff. So, I mean, this is a good change for me.
I think we talked to you last year then, too. And, went to another area in the airport last year, or this year, and it was like a self-serve thing, remember?
Yeah, we opened on the American side, on the transborder side, which is only flights that go to the United States.
Right, but the other one we went to was crazy, wasn't it?
Well, it was like
comparison.
A wine bar, but also a restaurant, Massimo, and it
was right.
in the U.S. departures.
That is a completely different set of challenges, because now we have to deal not only with the Canadian custom and the Canadian regulations, but also we have to deal, because we are in the American border, so we have to deal with the FDA and all that. So, I mean, I'll tell you one thing. Just on Saturdays and Sundays, we have to pull all the bananas, because there are flights that fly down to the Puerto Rico and Panama and different areas, and we cannot. We have to make sure that no bananas from here will fly down there.
Wow.
So just to tell you the kind of limitations, we are not allowed to sell fruit on mixed fruit salads in any time of the week, because there are issues with the FDA. It doesn't like to have the fruit all mixed. We have to serve only individual serving, and the fruit cut up in certain sizes only.
Sounds like one of my kids.
They want to make sure that there is no large chunks of fruit that will go across the border.
Wow. Well, this place we were in.
Talk about challenges. We have to use certain cheeses for our pizza, certain sauces only, and it's a big deal.
Well, your staff is great. This place we were at, I think we paid $18 each for a glass of wine, and there was no wait staff. You had to order on an iPad.
Those are the new. That's a completely different set of businesses, and they're coming up from the States, and they're quite.
It's awful.
It's challenging. It's different. Yeah, absolutely. I don't particularly care for it, because I know that I can deliver fresh, good food within 10 minutes, and we do it day in and day out. We have our managers making sure that happens. And with the iPad ordering and all that, I mean, aside from the price being really, really expensive, you only get your food within 15 to 20 minutes, and sometimes it's not enough.
And there's no substitute for good service.
It's too long of a wait for somebody that is traveling and wants to have a bite to eat to wait 20 minutes for anything. You know, so we manage our restaurants, and within 10 minutes you should be able to get your full meal.
Absolutely.
Or we buy it.
Oh, nice. I'll remember that. We're talking about...
Yeah, that's our that's our thing. If you're unhappy because you waited more than 10 minutes for your meal, then there is a problem.
We were talking about cocktails before, because I know you guys had a little fight about a martini.
It wasn't a fight.
Oh, no.
Because who made the better dirty martini, and what is that?
Well, last weekend we were getting together for a little holiday cheer, and I
was a lot of holiday cheer.
I don't profess to be a Tom Cruise kind of bartender, but
I'm a mixologist.
I took a stab at making martinis for the kids, and
there
was probably too much vermouth. Do you like them drier than me? And I threw a little olive juice in there to make them dirty. But then Big D stepped up to the shaker, and it was unarguably better.
Okay.
Well, there wasn't much of an argument, really, at that point.
the argument went like this.
Well, how many martinis did you have before you made yours?
Now, what is that saying? You should have
two
tops for a martini?
Yeah.
So, Massimo, what is your cocktail of choice?
Oh, my favorite cocktail is always a Negroni.
Oh. Mm.
Negroni is Campari, vermouth, and gin.
Oh.
I always go for that. And believe it or not, there's so many, the recipe is written in the back of the bottle of the martini normally, and is quite easy to find. It's not an Italian cocktail by any means. It was invented in New York. And for some reason, the new mixologists are all trying to reinvent the wheel, and nobody can really make it any better because it is a perfect cocktail as it is.
Are you finding that in your restaurants, that the cocktail culture has really picked up?
It has in a certain way, but we deal with generally Mistura in particular. It's got 35 and up. They are into the specialty cocktails, but really what they want at the end of the day is really a true martini, a true Negroni, a true Manhattan. They don't really go for all of that mixed stuff, with all the extra flavors and everything else. It's just like me with chocolate, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I like my chocolate dark, and I like it with nuts in it, and hazelnut possibly. I don't care for all of the other things that they're putting in, rose petals and everything else.
Salt, a lot of salt in chocolate.
Using, but at the end of the day, I would never go for it. You know,
you're a real purist when it comes to your food and drink.
I do. I am. I just there is too much emphasis on trying to reinvent the wheel when the wheel wasn't really broken.
I think you're right.
It's amusing, but give me a nice piece of chocolate with some hazelnuts in it, and that's it. I'll eat a whole kilo.
Absolutely.
Good.
Now, Massimo, are you okay to hang around for a few more minutes so you can join us after the news? Okay, so come back, and we're going to be back with Chef Massimo after the news, back in about 3 minutes.
Feeling off your game? Is all that holiday food and drink bothering your digestion? Try Ultimate Flora Critical Care from Renew Life. Ultimate Flora is a therapeutic strength probiotic supplement that may improve digestive health and boost immunity. Try it for 14 days and see the difference yourself. Ultimate Flora Critical Care from Renew Life. Available at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on 5th Street in Sydney. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Was the night before the World Junior when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with cheer in hopes that the World Junior soon would be here. The children were all nestled all snug in their beds while visions of gold medals danced in their heads. When out on the ice there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my chair to see what was the matter. As the coach rose from his bench, I heard him exclaim, "Happy World Juniors to all, and to all a good game."
World Junior Hockey Championship begins Boxing Day at 4 a.m. on TSN.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. A 16-year-old student from Northwest BC who's headed to the Taiwan International Science Fair next month is crediting his rural upbringing with fostering an interest in science. Kiri Doust, who lives in Telkwa, located between Terrace and Prince George, says his work will focus on a type of rust he found on highbrush cranberries near his home. He says he turned to nature for entertainment because he grew up without a TV or a computer to occupy his time. Doust, who is one of two students representing BC at the science fair, was recently published in the Canadian Field Naturalist. The Ministry of Transportation has announced support contracts related to George Massey Tunnel Replacement Project. The province announced in September that a bridge will replace the tunnel which connects Richmond and Delta under the Fraser River. The province says it has awarded four contracts worth a total of $61 million. MMM Group will become the owner's engineer. Suncoast Consulting is being awarded a contract to become technical advisors. Hemera EnviroChem will conduct environmental advisory work, and Lucent Strategies will take care of the community relations. If you plan on making your way to the East Coast for the holidays, you may be in for a few travel delays. Severe weather warnings have been issued for an area stretching from southern Ontario all the way to Prince Edward Island as a winter storm hits eastern Canada. Environment Canada says the storm, which has hit parts of the Midwestern and Southeastern U.S., will bring a mix of snow, ice pellets, and freezing rain, and suggests people rethink any travel plans this weekend. Quebec police say overnight freezing rain may have played a role in three separate fatal highway collisions. Rebel fire hit two U.S. military aircraft in South Sudan today, wounding three U.S. service members. The aircraft were responding to the outbreak in violence in the country. Reporter Jason Strazuso says South Sudan's president is blaming the upheaval on an attempted coup.
This violence broke out late last Sunday night and really got going on Monday and has spread throughout the country. President Barack Obama earlier this week ordered U.S. military personnel into the country in order to protect U.S. assets like the U.S. Embassy. The U.S. Embassy also organized emergency evacuation flights, about five of them, for U.S. citizens to leave the country as soon as possible.
South Sudan broke away from the North in a 2011 referendum. The Obama administration is no longer objecting the publication of a secret court opinion. The opinion relates to the law that authorizes the NSA's bulk collection of millions of Americans' phone records. Reporter Ross Simpson says the ACLU has reacted to the about-face.
A staff attorney at the ACLU National Security Project says in an email, quote, "We welcome the government's decision to agree to release portions of the court's opinion, but we are troubled that the government agreed to release this information only when required to justify itself to a court."
Friday's filing comes a few days after a federal judge ruled that the phone collection program is likely unconstitutional. That's CFAX News to 11:33. Taking a look at weather now. Today, cloudy with a 30% chance of rain. We have now reached our high of 5 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with periods of rain beginning this evening, dipping down to 4 degrees. And for your Sunday, periods of rain again and highs to 7 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and what a great fun show today. We're leading up to the holidays, and it's always fun to have my three guests in here. Hudson Mack from CTV Vancouver Island and CFAX, Dave Ross, Big D, and of course Chef Massimo Capper, who's joining us. He's got restaurants and books and TVs, and he just does it all. Massimo, what's going on at your restaurants right now, like tonight and through the holiday season?
Oh, tonight we are winding down the great Christmas season that it has been. We have parties all over the place, upstairs, downstairs, and this is Mistura and Sopra. We're very busy, very, very busy, but it's been a great season. I mean, it's been a great 3 months since Labor Day, actually, and, you know, we're just looking forward. All my staff is super tired. We've been working lunches and dinners and Sundays, and so everyone is really, really tired. They're looking forward to a great, nice, big cheer tonight.
I bet. And are you open over Christmas then, or for Christmas dinner?
Mistura, we always close Christmas Eve and Christmas Day and Boxing Day and whatever Sunday or Monday that happens to follow that. So we take it easy. We really take it easy. You know, I mean, it's nice. It's nice to give everybody a break, you know what I mean? And we're all ready to cook at home. We're doing some beautiful partying ourselves for a change.
Now, in Italy, I guess pasta is a starter dish. What do you have for your traditional Christmas dinner?
Oh, I have a beautiful, this year, for a change, I'm not going to, well, normally it would have been a Christmas Eve with lots of fish and everything else, but this year I'm invited out to somebody's house, so Christmas Eve I'm going to spend it somewhere else. I don't have to clean up.
Nice.
It's going to be great. And Christmas dinner, we are going to make a very simple roast and a beautiful little pasta called marubini, which is a stuffed raviolo, a small tortellino type. And we're going to have it with broth, a beautiful chicken stock.
Wow.
I even bought some guinea fowl to make a better stock with it. And I'm going to just go crazy eating that because I spent 4 hours making 1,000 of them. And, I'm gonna completely enjoy myself with them.
We're just wide-eyed here.
And then a beautiful roast. I mean, I'm going to keep it very simple. Is my two sons and my wife and the four of us are going to have a great, great meal.
That sounds wonderful. We were talking during the news that, you're really a true chef. You love talking and helping other people, like when Big D's asking about the pasta. Like, you love this. It comes naturally to you. You're an artist in the food, with the food.
I do. I love that. You know, I mean, it's nice to, and I like people that are passionate about their pasta and their food and their food in general. I mean, there is so much good food to be eaten out there right now. I mean, we have just about everything available to us. And it's a great time, and we are in a great place to be in Canada. I mean, we have everything.
Massimo, do you like to cook yourself, or is it a break for you when you're going somewhere else and someone else cooks the meal? But when you cook for a living, is it a holiday for you to have someone else cook, or are you just as happy to do it on your own?
And that's a great question, because I always find myself cooking on my day off, whatever. I mean, I go behind the stove, and I'm just happy. I'm happy being behind the stove. I mean, doing something. The only reason that I'm happy to go out to other people's houses on a special occasion is that, you know, there is always an enormous amount of cleanup when you invite people to your house, and you have to prepare food, and it's tedious, right? I mean, you have to worry about glasses and plates and cocktail napkins and all of the accoutrement for a bar and everything else. I mean, it can get very very tiresome after the party, not before.
Whose house is that at, Maswell?
That sounds like yours, Big D.
Well, when I have people in my house, I mean, you have all of the cocktails that you want to have, you know, whether it's gin and tonic or a few other cocktails, and then you have to have a few people over, and so you have more glasses out, and I don't like to use paper cups and throw away things. So,
no,
I know some parties. I mean, you go and when they have guests over, man, the paper cups come out. Here comes the solo.
It's time to leave, right?
Do that, right? I mean, I cannot give people and make them drink beer. I mean, it's so unnatural to drink beer out of a bottle. I mean, you have to have a glass so that you can actually enjoy the beer. Obviously, if you buy good beer, I'm not being a snob, but, if you're spending good money for good beer, you should have a proper glass so that you can savor it properly.
Absolutely.
You know?
And you have a new house.
I mean, if it's just a regular whatever, I mean, gasoline is not a problem. But, so I like to do things a little bit neat, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I've learned one trick, though. Having restaurants is a great thing, because I can just load up bus pans full of dirty stuff and bring it to the restaurant. All done.
Nice being the boss.
All done.
And you have a new house, don't you, Massimo? So how is that working for you
with
the kitchen?
I do. I have a new house. I'm not really happy with it right now because I had to stall my renovation for another year. I was busy opening the restaurant at the airport, and then you have to wait. I mean, and now finally this year is the year that we are going to actually bring it up to date, because it's an old house, and you know what? Nobody can convince me that an old house is good to live in. You gotta have all of the good stuff from the modern days, right? I mean, I can't find myself liking something that is old. You know, I mean, I want something new and fresh. I want to smell the fresh cement. Am I made for Italian here or what?
Oh my gosh!
I want to have something nice and new. So my house needs a little bit of renovation, but we are going to get to it this year, and I'm going to be happy by next fall.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. We come back, and I want to know, what are you going to put in that kitchen? What's your fridge, stove? What essentials do you need? Back in 2 minutes.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
You know, every morning we give you what you want. Local news that we update every 15 minutes, or breaking stories as they happen. Weather and traffic every 10 minutes so you get to work on time and safely. Sports, we cover everything from local sports to the Canucks and more. And we talk to the newsmakers of the day every morning. Great prizes, all that, and we have a little bit of fun too. Victoria's favorite way to start the day.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
Hey, we're out in Sydney today because the Sydney Museum has put together a teddy bear extravaganza just for the holidays. They have hundreds of bears all over the museum for this exhibit, including collectible and vintage bears, all set up in a variety of dioramas and scenes. If you're in Sydney or you're heading out to Sydney today, this is a great show for the kids. Admission is just a $5 donation, and the show runs from 10 till 4, and that's at 2423 Beacon Avenue. And a little later today, we're heading to City Center Park. They're putting together a free holiday skate with Santa Claus. Cool FM will be there. They'll have Victoria mascots on the ice, free Starbucks coffee, free hot chocolate. All that is happening at City Center Park between 2 and 4 this afternoon. All right, I'm Wesley Yu, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Information alert!
Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery.
Information alert!
100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Remember when you were a kid? How excited you'd get to open every door of your advent calendar? How every morning in December you'd leap out of bed to see what tasty morsel waited for you next? That is how it feels to shop at Winners. With thousands of designer gifts for up to 60% less arriving daily right up until Christmas Eve. Cashmere sweaters, designer fragrance, you'll find something amazing every day. This week, check out our Bath, Beauty, and Bliss section or pick up a Winners gift card. Winners, find fabulous for less.
And now it's time for one last bow. 11's hour is over now. The clock is striking 12's.
Wednesday on Space.
The Time Lord has entered the trap.
Take one final ride.
The Doctor is regenerating.
With Matt Smith's Doctor.
Be a little impressed.
In a brand new holiday special.
If you want my life, come and get it!
Doctor Who, The Time of the Doctor. Wednesday at 6 on Space.
We are back with Chef Massimo Capra, Hudson Mack, and Big D. And Hud, you had a question for Massimo off the top.
Massimo, I'm just wondering, for folks who are maybe a little nervous about a house full of people, want to make sure that the dinner's right and they're doing Christmas dinner and they're nervous, what are the mistakes people make or what are the things that people worry about that they don't need to?
Well, in terms of ride, I mean, that is something that should be really respected. And believe me, I drive home every night at 1 o'clock, and I see some stuff on the road that drives me insane. But I noticed one thing, though, especially in our clientele, they all get together and hire a service, a limo service. Which, when you split it between a whole bunch of people, that is fair, right? I mean, it becomes affordable. That is number one. I would never drive, even if I had two drinks, I wouldn't drive. I would wait quite a bit before I entertain the thought of doing that. But it's self-discipline, right? I mean, but at home, I mean, what can you do, right? I mean, you have to slow down the party and you have to start, tapering off the drinking or make sure that everybody has a designated driver.
Yeah.
No, I think he's meaning, though, also, Massimo, if you're preparing the meal, what kind of things can you do? What kind of things, mistakes do people make when they're nervous? You know, they're making a turkey, they're preparing this. What can they do to kind of get prepped?
Way too much food.
Too much food. Yeah.
Way too much food. Just stick to the simple things. Don't try to impress when you have 10, 12 people. It's not the time to try and impress the whole group, you know what I mean? If you want to really make a special meal, don't cook for more than 6 people in a house unless you have a massive kitchen, you know, and you can do things, you have to be very, very... very good behind the stove in order to pull off a big meal with a lot of variety of food. I mean, you have to know who your customers are. So if you know that you have people that don't eat fish, I mean, don't spend your time making a beautiful fish dish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is imperative that you don't waste a lot of time trying to impress everyone with the most extravagant dish in the world. When it's a group setting, everybody just wants to have a nice drink and have a good piece of meat or whatever, and just relax and enjoy. Having too much to offer is just sometimes can take away the beauty of a beautiful party.
Keep it simple. And you wanted to also talk about your French 75, Big D. What's in that? This is a great cocktail, Massimo. I'm not sure if you've had it before.
I mean the official version is done with, of course, a sugar cube, and it's poured over a sugar cube. It's quite elaborate. But someone who my wife worked for years ago used the California cooler to get that orange flavor, and it's really a 1-2-3. So it's a 1 ounce of gin.
Right.
2 ounces of the California cooler, and then 3 ounces of champagne. And
ooh, that sounds good.
It is amazing. It's not sweet. It's got just the right amount of sort of tartness to it. But there's something about it that we have served it every single time it starts a party.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, nice.
It's
okay.
Got a real, I don't know what it does. And there's another
one. I know
what
it does.
I think it's that kick of champagne, but it really is a really great festive drink when you come in and have a tray of those and a drink
or
two. It's
something about it. It really just gets everybody dancing.
I think the bubbles in the champagne deliver the gin to your bloodstream a little faster is what happens. But it's like martinis, Massimo. It's like two is good. Three is maybe one too many.
Well, take your time. You don't have to ingest them too fast. I mean, it's nice you got to pace yourself at the party, right?
You certainly
have a
do.
Beer before you go to the party.
That'd
be good.
Now, we're talking about your kitchen, Massimo. So when you do your dream kitchen, I'm sure, Big D, you want to know about this. Mm. How would that look? What kind of stuff are you? I'm sure your mind's going mad trying to think what you're going to have, but what would it look like?
Well, I know what I'm working with in my house, and I know what the things are that I can do and what I can't. And the size of the house also dictates the size of the kitchen, and or the size of the kitchen itself dictates the kind of appliances you put in. You have to know what you're going to be using it for. I mean, if you're running a restaurant with 40 people, maybe you need an industrial kitchen, but you're only running a household with two people or four people, and you do the odd party once in a blue moon, then I wouldn't recommend, going totally crazy about putting in an industrial kitchen. In my case, I don't want to see the same stainless steel stuff that I have in my restaurant in my house. I'm due for a beautiful kitchen that is very modern and streamlined. I want to have all the appliances in a garage, basically, that, all of the mixers and all of these other things, because they're heavy to move, especially for my wife. She's not, she has a back problem, and so she cannot lift very heavy things. So I want to have them on a counter, but behind a garage or somewhere that opens the doors and they are there for her to use so that I can keep them organized, clean, and at hand for when I need them. I'm done with upper cabinets. I think I'm going to have a beautiful wall with just shelves, and I'm going to have all of the big juicers and everything else that nowadays are so useful. And, once a year when the oranges are in season, you juice fresh oranges in the morning at breakfast. You need a beautiful squeeze juicer that, with a lever. I want to see that on my counter, right? But I don't want too much clutter.
Right.
In terms of appliances, I need two ovens. I need two ovens and I need a warming drawer. Those are a requirement that I have to have. Microwave, of course, for popcorn. even I go home sometimes and I pop some corn in the microwave, watch a movie, and then go to bed. I still do that. I mean, that's important. Gas. To me, is first, induction second. Everything else is like just because you can't have the first two. gas is very important. I like the feel of gas. I like the way that it cooks. I like the way that it reacts with pots and pans. And, it's just a better feel. I mean, but in case you can't have that, induction will be my second best. And it will always be that way. I mean, the induction is also good because you do not need an exhaust. So if you cannot put an exhaust, induction is your way. You're going to have to deal only with grease splatter and steam, and that's about the only problem. The gas, you always need an exhaust.
Dave,
right?
You're salivating here. You're getting lots of great ideas.
Yeah. Just doing that lottery now.
I would love to put two dishwashers in. I tell you that much. I would love to put two dishwashers in.
Huh.
I don't. Maybe one small and one large. But because is either you are in a position that there's never enough to fill up, and you always run out of glasses and whatever because the dishwasher is not full, you know, and then when you have a meal for four people, boom, you don't have enough to put it all in.
Massimo, do you ever...
It's always a problem, right? I mean, to me anyway. I would love to have an ice maker right in the kitchen.
Yeah. Massimo, you know? Do you ever empty the dishwasher? I think no.
I always do, and I always, you know what, it's a constant battle between me and my wife.
Same
because,
here.
You know, she just puts the dishwasher, she fills it up, and then nothing is in order. And I like to
oh my gosh, Massimo, 28
cannot
years
relate,
of this.
I cannot relate more to you, Massimo, on that. And does she put, like, knives with peanut, an inch of peanut butter smeared on either side, not rinsed off?
Yeah. Or,
yeah, and the concept is that the water shoots up. So if you put stuff, glasses that are not upside down, it's not going to get cleaned. And plates that are touching
right.
are not going to get clean.
You have the same issue.
He keeps rearranging. 28 years, like, you know, I don't care, whatever.
or spoons with dog food.
I mean, I've been married for 28 years. I've been with this woman for 30, but we still have the same issue. I always end up straightening out the dishwasher.
Me too.
So, she thinks that she puts more stuff in it, and then by the time I rearrange it, there is room for more.
I have to really quickly put the dishes through and do them before he gets home. Hey, we got to take one quick break. Back in a minute.
The CRD wishes you a green holiday season. This Christmas, reduce, reuse, recycle. When gift giving, purchase a product that can be recycled after it's been enjoyed. Choose a gift that's made from natural products. Give re-gifted presents. Look for gifts that have reduced packaging. Wrap gifts in newspaper. The weekend comics are fun and colorful. And after it's all over, recycle the wrapping paper, cards, envelopes, and gift boxes in your blue bag. Visit myrecyclopedia.ca for more tips. Knowledge you can re-gift. Use.
I'm Terry Moore, and I've been hearing a lot about Total Prepare. Nils, tell me more about Total Prepare.
Terry, we're all about preparing you for any emergency situation. Earthquake kits, 25-year shelf life food packages, emergency water storage, filtration, you name it.
Who do you sell to?
We sell to families, schools, businesses, government. Everybody should have emergency supplies to be safe and self-reliant, no matter what the crisis.
And how can we order your products?
Just visit our website at totalprepare.ca.
Total Prepare. .ca. Are you prepared?
Victoria Hospice recognizes that death, like life, is a journey, and hospice is there for patients and loved ones every step of the way.
We'll always remember the important role you played in Dad's life. Thank you, Hospice.
Victoria Hospice provides care and comfort for families facing advancing illness, death, and bereavement. They depend on community support to provide that care. Donate today at victoriahospice.org. Care, comfort, compassion. We are Victoria Hospice.
To all their customers past and future, Paul, Ron, and staff of Irwin Industries wish you a joyous Christmas, good health, and prosperity in the new year. Irwin Industries, the Steel Roof Guys at irwinvi.com.
We are back with Hudson Mack, Dave Ross, and Chef Massimo Caffara. It's been great to have Chef Massimo here for the hour. We're having so much fun with him. And Dave, you go next.
Well, I was going to ask you, Massimo. Now, I'm hoping your wife isn't listening to the program, but
I hope so too.
So, what are you going to get her for Christmas? How do you spoil your wife?
Oh my God, this is the most difficult thing. You know what? I'm going to have to go out tomorrow on my own and really figure something out because I don't know. And my son is right. He told me last night, we were driving home, and he says, well, you cannot one up it every year because you know what? By the time you die, what are you going to get her? You're right. I said, I got to scale it down. I don't know. I have no idea.
No appliances.
I honestly haven't thought of it, and we've just returned from a trip to Switzerland and all that.
Oh, nice.
Let me go away. It's like, okay, this is our Christmas present.
There you go. No appliances.
You know, I mean, the expenses are, quite substantial.
Yes.
But, I'm probably going to go to Holt Renfrew's and just go wild a little bit. You know, I know what she likes, perfumes and things like that, because everything else we have. And for some reason, I don't know why, but as I get older, I don't want anything at all.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Believe me, we do.
Although I must say that she's been very good to me. I mean, I went to buy a gift for one of my managers, and she surprised me with a beautiful pen, a Mont Blanc pen that I've been eyeing for so many months.
Wow.
Beautiful white celebratory Mont Blanc pen from celebrating the mountain, the Mont Blanc mountain. And that was a great gift. She's been trying to stop me from buying it myself for so many years, and now she just purchased it for me.
That's nice.
She gave it to me right in the store.
Wow.
Massimo,
now what am I going to do? Now I really have pressure.
Yeah, now there's pressure. We're short on time. A question I wanted to ask earlier for those about the Christmas dinner, if you're nervous about how to carve and you don't think you're a very good carver, what's the best advice? Electric knife, regular knife, or cut the breast off like a hotel does? What's the best way to carve the bird?
You should do that. You should cut the breast off and just eliminate as much of the bones as possible, and then you go proceeding to the carving, which becomes a lot easier when you don't have the bones to deal with.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then,
you're right. That's a very, very good idea. Remove the breast like they do in hotel. I mean, that's the perfect way to do it, and it's the cleanest and neatest way. So you're going to look really like a superstar.
Okay, I just want to do a quick roundtable here. Hudson, your favorite tradition about Christmas?
Oh, gee, I thought you were going to ask my favorite Christmas cocktail.
No.
which is rum and coke, reminds me of my mom. We go to the live nativity pageant at Topaz, where I think they're still looking for a llama, and we go to church on Christmas Eve and Chinese food, and just being with family, that's it.
Dave, what about you?
I'm the same. I just you know, waking up every morning, with the Christmas letter from Santa, your life's so busy and everything's just so hectic, and just that one moment for just a couple hours on Christmas morning is something that I just absolutely cherish.
And what about you, Massimo?
Absolutely. You know what? And that's exactly what I like to do is I like to shut myself completely down at Christmas Day. Even the parties and all that, I mean, it's good, but there's nothing better than waking up in the morning, making breakfast for everybody, and mm-hmm. just sit there and just yap, turn the fire on, and just relax. You know, that Christmas Day is always been the day that we just relax.
You know,
so that's what I'm going to do.
Our daughter's back from Austria yesterday. She was at business school there, and our son finished his football season. Our other son's finished third year, or almost UVic, and I think we're very blessed to have what we have, and the love of family and friends around us, and to meet great people like you, Massimo. You know, life is always a lot of fun, and I think we need to make sure we enjoy our lives and not just always be thinking of the next moment, but to really sit back and enjoy those moments.
That's right. That's well said.
And we really appreciate that you join us. Dave, Merry Christmas to you.
Absolutely, Merry Christmas, Patty.
And, of course, Hudson, I'll be seeing you. For sure.
Merry Christmas to everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you too,
TJ,
Massimo.
To you and your
Merry
family.
Christmas,
and Massimo, all the best to you. You've been a great friend over these years joining us, and we really appreciate your time. Everybody, I hope you have a wonderful Christmas. Make sure you enjoy each other and cherish those moments together. See you after Christmas.